A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Herod, the tetrarch, heard about all that was happening, and he was deeply perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Losing control is a very scary thing. There are, of course, as many reasons why control begins to be undone as there are ways of gaining it again and again. Herod's family has had forms of power and control for literally centuries. They began back in 134 BC. Herod has gotten used to this system, but something is happening. Something is surfacing that is new. This is different. He can't help but feel for Herod, deeply perplexed. He's thinking to himself, he's tried everything. I feel for Herod because I've been there. Have you? I've been where there's this problem, a serious one, with lots of ramifications. And you take care of it. Never mind that there's this shadow understanding that somehow it was speaking a deep truth to myself. Completely ignore that it was revealing my own insecurities, my own limitations. No. Deny that the problem could be offering an invitation to interior freedom and peace, even an authentic, merciful way of being. If I looked at it as an invitation, in small increments, when I allow myself to stop being offended, when I let go of the need to be right, the need to be superior, the need to have more. In fact, let go of my reputation. Then all that control dissipates, and I realize I see something new. Today, Herod shows us our false self. That part of self when our need to control becomes arrogant and destructive, harmful to others and to ourselves. Herod knew he had removed, solved the problem, John. But now, what is this? You see, unhealthy control is difficult to let go of. Yet, there's a deep part of our authentic self that is automatically attracted to the glimpses of truth that crack through our false ego control. There is a self deep within us, made in the image and likeness of God, that thirsts for the truth, the prophetic truth of John, of Elijah. Our authentic self, beloved by God, longs for the connection to the one source of being, holy mystery, love incarnate. And when we keep trying to see that, we do. Our passage today invites us to let go of the false controls that keep us from our deep, authentic truth of being made in the image and likeness of God, of being made in such a way that the interior freedom, the peace, the joy of all are intricately intertwined with our own self. all persons, all creation, all who are poor, all who are mourning, all who dance, all who flee homelands, all who welcome, all who slam the doors closed. Yes, when we let go of a false self that aches for power and needs control, we find that mercy brings into focus a new way of being, a new consciousness. It is one that looks and feels like, dare we say it, the reign of God present. We see the body of Christ all around us. And in that realization and awareness, we are no longer perplexed. We are no longer seeking control. We are free. Because now we do see this Christ in front of us. One, present in all things. And our being intricately intertwined with others, we see as the presence of God among us. And our authentic self, as God dreamed in Genesis, is present.